Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Like, it never ceases to amaze me.
What's that?
When people are like, look, I become this as I get older. What's maybe that? I can only see it through clear eyes now because I'm not you yet.
Mm.
But the confidence that every guy that lives in the suburbs has in skills he does not have.
Yeah, but I've seen and I've heard.
No, but you haven't.
Been around.
All right. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you're just joining us, we are extending our hate mail of the week for a little while longer.
Okay.
A letter comes in from a woman named Dana. She was upset how we covered a crime story that happened out in Ogden. They weren't sure who these kids were, where they were from. We still don't know. This was part of her letter about how no matter who is in your neighborhood, if you don't recognize them, they there to do bad.
99% of the time, that stranger you see driving slowly or walking through your neighborhood is there to do something illegal. Always call the police to be sure.
Okay, you do not necessarily disagree with her.
She's kind of on point, but not 100%,
you're
obviously.
A less extreme Dana.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you guys on hold.
She's on the green.
I see you guys on hold. We'll get to you in a sec. Here is my question.
Go ahead.
And the phone number is 222-6000. Why do we believe... that we're all FBI criminal identification specialists? Why do we think we can just look at someone and tell what their intentions are?
Because of the amount of research we've all done over the years.
Go on.
Okay, when I come in and talk to you about a program I watched last night, what is
you
it usually
it
about?
A program.
What is usually going on? Murder.
Okay.
All the stuff I watch. Like I told you, I've seen every cute girl in the 1960s getting murdered now on Netflix.
Okay.
And there's always like a thread. There's like a story. Like these experts tell you what they do. So when I watch all this stuff, they always have like these expert old cops going, you know, this is how we deduced, how we got it.
And so
I learned from
these
guys.
So many times it ends up being the person you never expect.
Yeah, but at the end, you figure it out.
No, Kimmy's right. That's why those stories are good.
It's never the person that looks sketchy and disheveled and, you know, looks like they're going to walk around your neighborhood and do harm. It's always like the person, like the guy next door that, you know, he lived a happy life and had a wife and kids. I wonder why he did this.
All right. All right.
You thought you had a slam dunk argument and you unknowingly argued Kimmy's point.
Occasionally, when I drink, I forget how things end. But up until that point, I was paying attention. You know what I mean?
Look, you don't know what you're looking at. You don't know what that person walking by does for a living.
But you got common sense.
No, but what is common sense? Like, you have no background. We have no background.
And you also assume you've never looked sketchy before in your life.
How am I looking sketchy? Y'all call me a you know what.
Let's put a pin in that.
Okay.
Let's put a pin in that. People that are trained to look for this stuff have a hard time getting it right.
Yep.
But Dana and you and every guy that lives in every suburban home in Rochester could look at someone and tell you exactly what they want to do and exactly what they're thinking.
Well, then why do they show us Crime Stoppers?
Because it's entertainment. Oh, Crime Stoppers.
No, because they want to say, hey, this guy did this thing.
But they're telling you who to look out for.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but sometimes they don't have a complete description and they give you some tips.
That never happens.
And why do they have a tip line?
Every Crime Stoppers I've ever seen had a picture of the person.
What about the tip line?
What about the tip line?
Well, they're looking for tips.
Okay,
I'm a tipster.
So you can call if you see something that they requested, call and give them a tip. But don't just call because you saw somebody you didn't recognize walking down your street.
Well, that's a tip.
I don't know this person. Tipperoo.
Ooh, the tipperoo line. I like that.
222-6000. Josh has been on hold for a while. Josh, thanks for holding, buddy. You're on CMF.
No problem, guys. I think it's more you need if you see somebody you don't recognize. watching them, completely fine, endorse it. But you got to look at what they're doing. If you see them walking down the street and they're like peeking in cars, like maybe looking, stopping, and then keep walking, obviously they might be trying to do something. If you see them check a door handle, call. If you see them maybe not tweaking out, but twitching and stuff, you can call to have someone, their welfare checked. So it's not calling a criminal thing, but it's like, hey, I think there might be something up with this guy. Right. Could you go make sure he's okay?
Josh, let me paint a scenario for you. Let's say that person you saw walking down the street twitching has Parkinson's and you call the cops. How much of a dick would you feel like?
Honestly, because you don't know their story and what is going on, I wouldn't feel that much like a dick. Cop would just stop and ask, hey, how are you doing? Are you okay? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. He can explain his own situation. And then they just go on their way.
Prove it.
But
prove
I think Josh is painting like a different scenario. Well, you know, if you saw somebody checking doors and windows and looking like they're trying to rob you, yes. But we're just talking about just somebody walking down the street.
Yeah. Nope. And I would recommend calling for that myself. It's just you don't know what's going on. You just see someone walking. Ask yourself, is this suspicious? Is this actually suspicious?
Tommy just answered yes.
Yes.
I don't think Tommy would have to worry about, to Kimmy's point, because at his age and what he wears, they would probably think he's a mental patient anyways.
Well, no, a leader of a big band, and the band just got lost behind him. Jess, thanks, buddy. All right, so Jess brought up the whole looking in windows looks suspicious. Yeah. I look in everyone's car window when I walk by a car. Do you do that?
I have a very bad habit.
Their door handle,
no, but I'm saying
I like to see what's in people's cars.
I can't help it.
Actually, Tommy does do that.
I look at your car all the time.
You do.
Please. New car, you let it look like that?
It's empty.
That's empty? What the hell's full?
Are you sure you're looking in the right car?
I don't know.
Cops have been called. They're outside. No, like if I'm walking through the city of Rochester,
I want to go to Wegmans, especially if it's a nice car. Like if I see like a cool sports car, I always got to look.
Yeah.
I'm not even a car nut, but if I see like a really cool ride, look at that.
All right, so to that point.
How many times are you going to see a Maserati?
To that point, we had asked the question, what do you look like when you're walking around? You go, oh, I'm not suspicious. You're literally peering at people's car
windows.
According
to you, I look like a florist that's into hot cars.
You got any seeds in there? We got there. Did 6,000. Everyone that you don't know walking through your neighborhood, suspicious. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye on them.
Sketchy.
And by the way, you know, Josh brought up before we go back to the phones, watch them. How long are you watching somebody for?
Well, until they pass by your window. As soon as I have to crane my neck, I'm done. I know in my front window what my scope is. Like from that point to that point, and then I lose them. Because sometimes I'll tell my wife, she goes, what are you doing? I lost them.
No, but see, I think you're unique. I think most people are going to go outside like
try to find another angle.
Yeah. What are you doing over there?
Well, I don't want to look like a dick.
Let's talk to Pete. He's been holding for almost 20 minutes. Mm. He's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, brother?
Hi, good. So I'm visiting my mom in an east side suburb neighborhood. Young couple's walking by, and it happened to strike up a conversation. Ended up, they're probably in their 40s, maybe 45.
Okay.
They live four doors down in that used to be an empty. Oh, you live next to where Jimmy's house is. So if we looked at them and said they're strangers, they've been living for 30 years down the street. We just never noticed them before. So do you judge? No, you don't. You just say, hi, how you doing, or whatever. So
there you go.
But my mom, you know, being a senior citizen, you know, I know this one across the street and what time this one leaves and this. And then here you go. Oh, Ma, guess what? You never saw them before. Everybody's out walking. And they've been living here four doors down, whatever.
35 years.
All right. Yeah, I get you, Petey. I'm with you, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. All right, take care.
All right.
To Pete's point, I think.
All right.
It is amazing how many people live near you that you will not recognize.
Yeah.
Because you think you know.
Especially if you're on different schedules. You could never see that person.
But I pretty much, like, when I lived in Webster, I pretty much knew everybody up my street.
You lived on a private drive.
No, but yes, I did.
And then today,
I was pretty busted as private drive, but I knew everybody up the street.
No, you didn't. You said you never talked to your neighbors.
No, but I knew them. I knew of them. The Ukrainian people did not speak, you know.
English?
I didn't want to go there.
Well, what are they going to say? They didn't speak
to their
relatives?
They were from the old country.
And they absolutely spoke English. Just never talked to them.
Bro, they did not. They didn't.
How many times
did
you talk to them?
They just pretended not to, so they didn't have to talk to you.
I didn't want to broach the subject.
Here comes that band leader who's lost his band again. No, I mean, this summer I was shocked. Again, we were talking about the people walking around. How many people live within like 500 yards of my home?
Well, you got a very confusing neighborhood because you've got a very diverse neighborhood.
Why is that confusing?
Because I think some of them people like Confucius, the guy. You got many people from all, you live in a very global community.
Do you hear this man panicking? Community? Do you hear panicking?
But you know what I mean.
Why is a diverse community confusing? I meant I didn't recognize
like
their faces.
The diversity of my neighborhood is old and super ass old. That's all we got.
No, I got that.
I ain't got like what you got.
Okay, no. But why? That wouldn't make it more confusing. I would recognize them no matter what they looked like, color, creed, religion. I was shocked by when the weather got nice. People that lived, like, you know, the street over, homes I could see from my house.
Well, street over guy shouldn't be on your street.
No, but I could see that guy's house from my house. I never knew what his face looked like. And he's walking up and down
and
my neighborhood.
He shouldn't be in your neighborhood. He's making problems for himself.
He's 100 yards away from his house.
Okay, but over there. Okay. Get your own street to walk on.
Bro, I told you, remember when I was jogging down those...
You went to some damn trail?
Yeah, we have a trail in Henrietta, like back where near where I live. And remember, I kept crossing that woman who was walking her kid, and she thought I was like weirdo. And then I left the trail and ran through the neighborhood because I didn't want to scare her. And I ran by her house by accident. She was outside, and I was convinced the cops were going to get called. It's like that stuff that you asked me why I was so paranoid. It's letters like this and people like you.
But shouldn't she be concerned on her part?
What am I going to do?
But she doesn't know you. She don't know you. She don't know what you're up to.
I'm jogging.
I understand that. From what? What are you running from?
What, I committed a crime every day at the same time?
Could be.
And I have one escape plan?
How do you think you become a serial killer? You got to stay on schedule.
So we got a couple tweets, and it actually reminded me of a story. So some of the delivery services you get now, you can request that they put your package in like a place where nobody can see.
Okay.
And we have a neighbor who requests that the Amazon delivery driver hide their packages behind, it's like, I don't even know what it is. I think it's like an air conditioning unit or something, like around the side of the building. Right. So one morning we were out walking our dog, and this poor kid was trying to like open this secret part of the air conditioning unit to put the package in, and he had to like do a disclaimer every time somebody walked by, like, I'm not breaking into anything, I'm putting the package here.
I think he put a bomb in there or something.
Right, but to your point, like, that's what a lot of these delivery drivers are dealing with, and probably, I'm sure some of them have gotten the cops called on them because they're in a weird space.
Well, we're at a high state of alert right now with everything that's going on.
No.
So everybody's paranoid.
Okay. No, everyone's always been paranoid. Like, you just.
Yeah, but now, right at this moment, right now, we're a little bit heightened.
No, we're not. You just use whatever thing happened within the last 6 months to justify your paranoia. We've always done that throughout American history. Communists, Vietnam, drug addicts in the 80s, 9/11. Capital insurrection. Like, just keep it going. Give me another excuse where I can justify this. This is why I feel paranoid.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly. I'm telling
you. I might knock it off.
You brought up, Kimmy, you bring up the delivery drivers. Mm-hmm. Tommy, you brought up your wife wanting you to follow the meter reader in the basement. Mm-hmm. Al is on CMF. Hey, Al. How are you, brother?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So, used to read meters long time ago. We had a Hispanic gentleman, and every time he would have a route in Brighton, he would end up in the back of a cop car.
Bro, that is
every single time.
That has to piss you off. Could you imagine being that guy, getting that route, knowing that morning, I'm going to spend 30 minutes explaining
myself?
And
you think the cops would know you after a while to keep arresting you.
One time, the cop puts him in the back of the cop car. He says who he is. It was a Saturday or something. They had to read a route on a Saturday. So the cop calls the office, and the office says, no, we don't have anyone out there.
Oh, no! No!
So they had to call in his supervisor, who had to come from his home and say, yep, that's my guy. And then they let him go. He was back there for hours.
He should have been arrested for the rates they're charging.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Damn it.
Take that! Al, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
look at these surcharges.
I mean, come on. Could you imagine having a job like that? Yeah. And you know.
There's probably a lot of guys that had those stories.
All right. Everybody, I hope we're going to move on. I really appreciate you holding. I'm sorry we couldn't get to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.